You're listening to the NAC Radio Network.
For those unfamiliar with modern stereo terminology, a turntable is a mechanical device. Baby, fine, walking home on the line to me.
Asking the musical question, will you please turn that down? It's more lost time. And this was going to be a Valentine's Day show, but as usual, I'm late. You know, giving a late Valentine is like saying, I'm into you as long as there's nothing else I have to do. But on the other hand, when someone gives you a late Valentine, you can almost always be sure they're going to put a little extra effort in there. Not so much to show you how much they care, but to hide how much they might not. If you're giving a late Valentine, nobody's fooled by the extra big box of candy, which only says, I'm giving you something I can hide behind. So in that spirit, I missed doing a Valentine's Day show in time for Valentine's Day, but I'm going to do one anyway. So there'll be cuts by the Mobius Band and Dump, and also a couple of great power pop numbers by a New York act called Stumble Bunny that always, to me, sounds like a sort of a classic indie rock act of the 90s, but they were a 70s band that were right in there. They were sort of caught in the middle. They didn't quite fit in with the CBGB's crowd, but they didn't quite fit in with the hotshot studio acts of that period, so they were sort of left in the middle with nobody to be with. And that's why they were sort of lost in the shuffle. And a couple of garage rock acts from England, and as they say, much, much more. So a few years ago, let's start out. A few years ago, obviously, before they broke up, the Mobius Band released a pair of commemorative Valentine's Day EPs of covers, and I especially like this version of Daniel Johnston's True Love Will Find You in the End.
Thank you.
James McNew, who records solo records outside of Yellow Tango under the band name Dump. In 1998, he released a cassette of Prince covers that included that really good version of Erotic City. A couple of years later, it was re-released on CD with a couple of additional songs, though I think that one's my favorite from all that stuff. Before that, the Mobius Band from Massachusetts, Gnom Shots and Peter Sachs from that band. They have a new band called The Conjure Beat that sounds good. You can see them on YouTube. And Gnom has a new solo record called Red Chanterelles that you can get, and it's worth hearing. So let's hear a couple of vintage power pop songs from this great sort of lost band called Stumble Bunny. Stumble Bunny was led by Chris Robison. Robison was a great New York guy, you know, sort of big in the New York studio. He was a big studio musician. He recorded with John Lennon. He was in the studio lineup of Steam, whose single you know, Na Na Hey Hey, Kiss Him Goodbye. He was a studio musician for the guys in Kiss. But his band had no success besides having a bunch of top-notch songs, so we'll hear two. So starting out from 1979, this is Stumble Bunny with Tonight.
I'm gonna lay with my baby tonight.
1979, Stumble Bunny with When You Walk Away, before that, Tonight. Unfortunately, tonight you won't be able to taste any modern age brownies. They're made by the New Generation Baking Company, the sponsor of More Lost Time. But they're not sold in stores because they're not available anywhere just yet. Jake Schwab, the company's founder, regularly says that he likes this podcast, but he hates to admit that he's never heard of any of the artists we play. I've tried to explain to him many times that most of the music is pretty obscure and unfamiliar, sort of in general, but he doesn't seem to get it. You know, the New Generation Baking Company and Modern Age Brownies are named from this sort of combination of Jake's musical experience. He was a New Age composer during the 80s. He'd record ambient synthesizer music outdoors in exotic locations. That was sort of his gimmick. He'd play this ambient music in a rainforest, on a beach, by a river. In fact, just recently, the company intern, Zip, he found an old recording of Jake playing the piano deep in the woods of Yellowstone National Park. And about 18 minutes in, he's attacked by a brown bear. It's very exciting. Jake made a lot of innovative music, but never secured a record deal. So Zip put the Yellowstone tape on YouTube, and it seems Jake's music is finally getting the attention it's long deserved. And eventually so will modern age brownies. Their decadence sneaks up on you like the attack of a bear. So delicious, they're surreptitious. Modern age brownies, just you wait and see. And now, back to the music. I want to play a couple of old garage rock songs, really bigger, I guess, garage pop, what they always call freak beat when it's from England. First, we'll hear from the Primitives, a tune called How Do You Feel? This was from 1965, and people always like to pull this one out because Jimmy Page was one of the studio musicians on it. So from Oxford, England, here's the Primitives.
Me kiss, turn the lights down low. a teeny weeny bit of your love. Yeah, now every evening I'd like a little bit, and every morning, baby, I'd like a little bit. Yeah, I want a teeny weeny bit, and just a teeny weeny bit of your love.
Two records from 1965, that last one on the Decca label, the Lori J combo with Just a Little Bit. Lori J, like Dave Clark, contemporary, was the drummer in the band. The front man was the drummer, Lori J. And in fact, Lori J's didn't have a lot of success on the pop charts, and the bigger claim to fame was that Lori J, as a drummer, was Dave Clark's musical instructor. Dave Clark learned drums from Lori J. And so I think Lori J combo had maybe two singles. This one, Just a Little Bit, was the B-side of one of them that I don't have in front of me right now, so I don't know what the A-side is. Anyway, we have time for one more, and from when the Pixies briefly played acoustically at the Newport Folk Festival 2005, the one song they worked up just for the festival, All Around the World.
Put the needle in my arm, and I'll be dead and gone. Put the needle in my arm, and I'll be dead and gone. I wouldn't mind the needle just when all this world's so long overboard and all around the world. Then all the the
That's the Pixies live at the Newport Folks Folk Festival 2005 with All Around the World. Thanks for listening. This program was written by Beth Picture, with research assistance by Oscar Party, engineering by Kurt Reception. More Lost Time is part of Project Acquisition. That's an initiative of NAC Broadcasting's parent company, Salt Mineral Global, to build audiences for its podcasts supported by corporate sponsorships until such time that listeners may be billed retroactively. If you've enjoyed this, tell your friends. It'll only make it easier for you later on. Here's something true. You can email us at morelosttime@gmail.com. And that is the sound of More Lost Time.